Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. My devotion this evening is entitled Between the Fences. The scripture text is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Let me read the verses to you. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. These two scripture texts are familiar to us. You know them. Trusting the Lord is to believe in the Lord and to obey the Lord with reverential fear. Trusting the Lord with all thy heart emphasizes the need for our wholehearted desire to trust and rely on God and his word fully in our lives. And lean not unto thy own understanding demands submissive hearts to subordinate our own understanding to the Lord on how to live our lives according to his will for us. In all thy ways acknowledge him is to acknowledge with all our hearts that our God is a sovereign God who is sovereign over all our ways, in complete control of all things, and also a merciful God who can empathize with our lives. And he shall direct thy path is a promise from God that he will surely direct our paths to do his will. When I was doing this devotion on Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, I was reminded of a story I learned in class from Pastor Han Yang about 3 years ago. The story is about a pastor named Brian Chappell, who one day has to find his way to meet his wife, who was stranded in a stormy snow blizzard. The heavy snow blizzard was sudden and completely blinding. The road and the road signs leading to where his wife was were covered by snow. How can Pastor Chappell find his way to meet his wife in this extreme weather with snowstorms and high winds? Pastor Chappell shared that at that time, he was staying in a countryside house over a weekend, and the long road leading from the house to his wife was not a straight road, but a winding road with many twists and turns. As Pastor Chappell drove in the snow blizzard, he had to rely on two rows of fence to guide him, one on each side of the road, to direct him safely to the destination. So Pastor Chappell had to drive very slowly and very carefully to keep his car between the fences. And he eventually managed to find his wife and drove her back home safely in the extreme snow blizzard. This story reminds me of our Christian walk and the need for God to guide and direct us in our lives. Our Christian walk is our manner of living. It is what our life is all about. Our walk is our way of life. Our walk is identified by what we live for, what motivates us, things with which we associate with, people with whom we associate with, where the affections of our hearts lie, what comes out of our hearts by way of our mouths, and the place and authority we give to our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. The Bible revealed to us that the Lord has a perfect plan for each one of us, and his purpose for us is eternal. In our Christian walk, the God wants us to live our lives according to his will for us. We need God to guide us and to direct us. So like Pastor Chappell, who was blessed with two fences along the road to guide him to reach his destination safely, we too are blessed to have the word of God to guide us, to keep us within the fences in our Christian walk as we journey on earth with the Lord. In my devotion on Proverbs 3, 5, 6, I'd like to share with you 3 points which I gleaned from these two verses on how God guides us in our Christian walk. These 3 points are interrelated, and I hope that as I share them with you, they will be an encouragement to us as we walk this journey on earth with our Lord. My first point is, God will direct our paths through his word. God will direct our paths through his word. We thank God for the Bible, which is the word of God. As children of God, we are blessed with having a close and personal relationship with him. It's a blessing to spend time reading God's word, to immerse ourselves in the written word of God. Each time we do personal devotions and meditations on God's word, we are blessed to find precious treasures and gems in the truth of God's words to guide us in our lives, in our Christian walk. Let us look at Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, to see how God directs our path through his word. Let me read to you Romans 12, 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul in Romans 12:1 appeal to us in our Christian walk to acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and to follow him with all our hearts, our minds, and our bodies. Romans 12:2 teaches us as children of God, we are not to conform to the world and worldly values, but we must change from our old self to be constantly transformed with a renewed mind so as to be able to discern and to obey the will of God. We know from God's word that some of his will for us are: do not be angry, do not be proud, do not be anxious, do not be jealous, and the list will go on. But without a renewed mind, it'll be very, very difficult for us in our Christian walk to obey them like our Lord Jesus Christ did. Being equipped with a renewed mind will enable us to discern our heart's desire before it can manifest to a thought or a behavior that will disobey God's will. Without a renewed mind, we will not be able to please God in what he wants us to do. Knowing this, let us keep on meditating on God's word and commit our heart's desire to be transformed by his word. In our Christian walk, sometimes we may feel like we are driving in a blizzard storm without fences to guide us safely to our destination, which God has planned for us. By trusting God, obeying and relying on his word, and not leaning on our own understanding, and acknowledging him in our Christian walk, God will direct our Christian walk safely through his word. So let us treasure the word of God and keep God's word close to our hearts and meditate upon it. And as we meditate on his word, may our lives be transformed and our minds be renewed to discern how to apply God's word to each and every situation in our lives, which is his will for us. My second point is, God will direct our path through prayer. God will direct our path through prayer. The Holy Spirit fosters in us the desire to commune with God in prayer and to read his word. As children of God, we know that a life of communion with God is of unspeakable joy. We thank God for his word to know that our God is a prayer-answering God. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, we read, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. When we pray, we are not relying on our own understanding, but fully trusting God, acknowledging who God is, and relying on him completely in our pleas and petitions to him. In our Christian walk, we pray for God's guidance, that God will give us wisdom to apply the Bible to our situation. In James 1:5, we read, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, the giver to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. To receive God's guidance through prayers, we must trust in the Lord and acknowledge him in all our ways. God will direct our path through prayer. We pray that God will give us the grace to embrace his will for us. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18, we read, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But is this will of God always obeyed by us? Do we pray without ceasing? And do we give thanks in everything, whether it's good or bad? We pray for the grace of God to give us the discipline and the perseverance to pray without ceasing, for God to direct our paths, and to give thanks to God for everything in our lives, for this is the will of God for us. But we must be careful in our prayers that we do not pray amiss. James 4:3 warns us, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Is it easy to obey God's will? To be directed by God through prayers? Yes, we must pray humbly pray. Let's pray for God's grace to grant us the unwavering discipline and to faithfully meditate on his word, to change us, to have a renewed mind, so that we can be guided by God to discern and apply God's word. We pray to align our heart's desire to the will of God. To receive God's guidance on our earthly journey, we must rely on God with prayers and not lean on our own understanding. We pray that God will give us the desire to glorify him as we do his will. We must always trust God and obey his word. My third and final point is, God will direct our paths through the Holy Spirit. God will direct our paths through the Holy Spirit. We thank God that we are in Christ by the Holy Spirit. As children of God, the Holy Spirit indwells in us and gives us our heart's desire, ability, and wisdom to trust Christ and to follow him. To receive God's guidance through the Holy Spirit, we must trust in the Lord and acknowledge him in all our ways. As children of God, we acknowledge who God is by yielding to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. To have a Spirit-led life, we must empty our hearts and fill them with the Holy Spirit to have a Spirit-controlled life. To obey God's will, we must not disregard nor resist the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. If we quench the Spirit repeatedly, his voice will eventually become silent and have no influence on us, leading to a barren life. The fruit of a barren life is misery and trouble, restlessness and discontentment. To avoid such a barren life, we must be mindful of the choices we make in light of God's word and our relationship with God. The Bible teaches us that it is God through his Spirit who works in us both to will and to do his good pleasure, Philippians 2:13. With the help of the Holy Spirit living in us and in control, we will be able to live godly lives day by day, conforming to the image and likeness of Christ. Let us pray for God's grace to grant us a teachable and responsive heart, that we may constantly yield our heart's desire to be fully controlled by the Holy Spirit, that our Christian walk will be led by the Spirit to the glory of God. Before I conclude, I would like to share with you an incident that happened to Laura and me in December last year. It was a trip to KL, and Laura and I was driving back from KL to Singapore. On our return trip, before we set off, we pray for journey mercies, for smooth traffic conditions, and for good weather. We also relied on the navigation app called Waze, which led us to return via the causeway instead of the second link. When we approached the direction of the immigration at JB at about 6 p.m., we realized that it was not a good decision. There was already a long queue of cars and a bad traffic jam had formed along the road leading to JB immigration. We joined the queue about 3 kilometers from the JB side of the causeway. That night, we took about 6 hours to clear both the immigration in JB and the Woodlands checkpoint in Singapore. 6 hours. We arrived home tired at about 1 a.m., as I was driving back home with Laura after clearing Woodlands checkpoint, I reflected on my behavior in the long traffic queue, and the Holy Spirit convicted me. I felt horribly convicted. I was convicted about my bad behavior while in the traffic queue. The long waiting time and the frustration of making the apparently wrong decision to come back by Woodlands checkpoint, and having cars cutting queues in front of us angered me. Instead of acknowledging that God is in control and submitting my heart's desire to the control of the Holy Spirit in me, I suppressed, disregard, and resisted the Holy Spirit. My heart's desire was to be self-centered and not let anyone cut into my queue. My heart was affected by my emotion and behavior, filling my thoughts with anger. During those few hours in the traffic queue, there was no love, no peace, no joy, no long-suffering, no gentleness, no goodness, no faith, no meekness, no temperance in me. I was badly affected by the circumstance and was only focusing on my accelerator and my brakes and honing at any cars that were trying to cut into my lane. My actions and my behavior were all directed by my heart's desire, not by the Holy Spirit in me. I asked myself, did I please God? I realized that my actions and behavior do not please God at all. I have grieved God with my bad behavior. I asked myself, what does it mean to have a spirit-controlled life? What does it mean to be guided and led by the Holy Spirit? All I was thinking then was, when will I be able to clear immigration and return home as soon as possible? I was just waiting for something to be over and then life could go on. What does it mean to lead a spirit-filled life? I think this is an area I have been challenged in my walk with the Lord, and I pray that the Lord will help me to grow the fruit of the Spirit in me through the Holy Spirit indwelling in me, which is to remember that even in different circumstances, I'll be guided by God through the Holy Spirit. During a long traffic jam, I could have encouraged Laura and myself with the word of God. I could have sang hymns with Laura and rejoiced in each other's company. I could have simply prayed with Laura in the car and prayed to be a light for Jesus, even in this bad traffic jam. Could you imagine the fellowship we will have in the midst of such a time of testing? Instead of waiting impatiently for something like the jam to be over, I learned that I must say no, because God has a purpose for me now. God guides me through providence that reveal His sovereign will. I must believe in God's providence and depend upon it in all that I do, both by faith and in prayer. As a child of God, He has given me a calling during this 6 hour of traffic jam. And that calling for me is to bear the image of Christ, to live my life exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit, reflecting the character of our Lord Jesus Christ for His glory. Arising from this experience, one of the to-do things for me is I want to be more aware, more alive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit indwelling in me, to have a Spirit-led life infused with love. I realize that in each of these 3 points, which I share with you, there is room for endless growth. That is one of the beauties in a life in Christ, is we never finally know everything we need to know. We never finally arrive. There's always more room to grow in. There's always more wisdom to grow in. There's always more of Jesus to grow in. There's certainly more for us to know God's will for us. In our Christian walk, we thank God for directing our path through His word, through prayer, and through the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. May we grow more and more in our knowledge of God and in His will for us. May our Christian walk be guided by the word of God to keep us between the fences, all along the road of truth and righteousness, to the glory of God. Let us encourage one another to continue steadfastly, to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not onto our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. May our Lord help us. Let us pray.